Locust swarms munch their way across Pakistan, destroying crops and livelihoods as they go. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Agriculture accounts for 20% of Pakistan's GDP, and 65% of the population lives and works in farming communities. Jonathan is a Christian worker focused on Pakistan.
This locust swarm is one of the biggest they've had in more than 30 years. But because of the COVID crisis, it hasn't hit the news so much, but it is really severe.
Local churches dig deep to help families in need, but they're running out of options. Find ways to help at missionnews.org.
Over the last 3 months, pretty much all the resources that families were able to give went towards, you know, the COVID crisis and people who didn't have an earning because of that. Now with the locust crisis, they don't have anything left.
And even in the midst of a pandemic, people are finding ways to connect with others for causes bigger than themselves. One such cause is Open Schools Worldwide's Kilometers for Kids fundraiser run. This event helps ministries like Teach Beyond support education for marginalized children, providing literacy and basic life skills. Phil Peters tells us how this fundraiser will bring people together June 27th and 28th.
We came up with the idea of having a run that people could take part in anywhere where they are, individually.
You still have time. Participants pledge a dollar amount for each kilometer that is run, walked, or biked. Peters also encourages participants to ask others to support them with a pledge to multiply the donations. Visit missionnews.org for the details.
You're raising money for a massive need right now. Plus, you're doing something good for yourself.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.